this one's for you, Dr. Jones. Patty is in South Florida, and she wants to know the pros and cons between pasture board or stall boarding a horse. What are your thoughts on that? If given the option, do the horses, should they be inside or should they be outside?
Everybody has an opinion on that. It depends on the use of your horse. So we're all chuckling because there are some of us who show and they don't want a scratch on their horse because that would ding them in the show ring and they would not win a prize or whatever. They don't want them out trotting around and step wrong and hurt themselves, and then now they can't go to the show that they paid big money to go to this weekend or whatever. So there's lots of different opinions on that. In general, if we think about horses, we have taken this range-moving animal who moved from one particular range to the next seeking food and shelter depending on the time of year, and have confined them down to a smaller area. Smaller area could be 20 acres, and it could be a one-acre paddock as that, or maybe even a small paddock outside of the stall, 12 by 12 stall. So these horses are used to moving. Moving helps the digestive tract move. So movement helps the tract. Whenever people have heard about colic situations, you're like, oh, take them for a walk, take them for a walk. The reason you walk them is not to keep them from getting down and rolling. It does help the digestive tract move and maybe kicks it back into gear. So walking a horse helps the digestion. So this animal does out moving around, but you can get the flip side of it of somebody who has spent quite a bit of money on their horse, and they say, I do move them because I ride them X amount of days a week, X amount of times a week, or hand walked or whatever. So in their mind, that is enough movement. So it's really depending on what you use the animal for. I'm a big believer in making them as much natural environment as they can, so turnout is fine, but some of my show people would really cringe hearing that.
And I have a horse that used to have a beautiful show coat because he was kept in a barn and managed that way. But he had heave issues, so a respiratory distress from being in a stall. And so he's done much better outside, and his coat has never looked as good as it used to look, but he can breathe, which is huge. Is that something that you run into with your clients, Dr. Jones?
Absolutely, absolutely. The whole issue of what's best for them physically is another discussion. So you have those that are outside all the time, and it's a rainy environment, and they get rain rot, which is a bacterial infection of the skin on the top line where they stay moist and wet all the time. You get the heaves. For horses that are inside, it's called recurrent airway obstruction, RAO, up north. Here in Florida, we get the summer pasture AOD, airway obstructive disease. So we get SPAOD down here. So you take a horse from inside and put it outside, and they actually get worse, and they get a little more asthmatic looking, or heavy looking, as we call it in the horse industry. So that there's that. You have an area that's heavy with water if you're in a swampy area of Florida or Louisiana, and you turn your horse out all the time, and their feet fall apart, and the farrier is just pulling out their hair trying to keep this horse's feet on them. So there's many medical issues, reasons why to put them in-house, and many medical reasons why to turn them out, too. So that's another discussion you have with your veterinarian.
Mm-hmm. I think you brought up a good point there that horse management can be really regional. I'm in Oregon, in the high desert of Oregon, and how we keep horses is very different than how, say, my coworkers who are in Lexington, Kentucky, keep their horses. And so there are some different challenges and benefits to every part of the country. Claire, you're down in Northern California. You're kind of similar to me. Do you guys keep your horses mostly in or out? Because you have issues with having enough land for horses to be turned out, don't
right.
you?
Right. Land prices are so expensive that it's really a luxury to have the ability to turn them out on any considerable acreage. So most of our horses are in a barn situation, and even if they are turned out, it's very unusual that it's any kind of real pasture. We get spring pasture in the foothills, and a little bit of fall pasture too, depending on the rain situation. But it's unusual to have really good quality grazing. Mm-hmm.